Welcome to the newest episode of the R-Beats Original Podcast, where we dive into hashtag local music somewhere and current topics interesting to any kind of creative mind listening.
Let's talk about the setup. Let's talk about when we walked in. This is kind of what I'm thinking. Like, because we need to give a visual for our listeners who are like, oh, okay, so it's like this AI restaurant. Okay, so you walk in. It looks like a normal restaurant. It's very clean and sanitary. The menus, like most places now, their menu is like a QR code, which is one of those square things that you put your phone to. With that, like the waitress comes, who is a human, and she takes our drink order. Then with our QR code that we scan to pull up the menu, you order on your phone. You don't actually order with a human. So that kind of takes that component out of it. Our person was really sweet. But like Wendy said, when you sit down, you're in this booth and in front of you is like a hole. And the hole is where you put...
In front of you is a table. And on yes. The table is a like a space where a pot is that goes down into the table. So the pot is flush with the table.
Correct. And
so the first thought is like, what is this?
Well, you're
kind of
like...
We all get one and what are they going to do with
this? So each person, it's not like you share this hole with, or what John had said, it's flush with the table. But every single person that's at that table gets their own individual hole or pot holder. So it to me, and then you get this little like burner thing that you can turn up the level of heat. Obviously, when you sit down initially, you don't have any heat on because there's nothing in the thing. So that kind of gives you the idea of the hot pot yielding. And when you go back to, sorry, I kind of butted in, but just to like give people the visual of.
Yeah, it's kind of like the melting pot on steroids. You know, like we're in the melting pot, everybody has to share the same fondue bowl.
Which is what makes it an experience.
Yeah, but those that
if
are germaphobes.
If you like to double dip.
Yeah,
I don't like to double dip.
No, and I am one of those weird
Chinese
people.
Restaurant?
Oh, no. I don't like, I'm a germaphobe. Like, yeah. I will do anything and all to not share, even if it's with family.
You want to hear something really funny about that? They did a poll on...
I like that too, Chelsea.
They did a poll on millennials. And millennials, they interviewed different millennials. They hate to share food. They're very food private or whatever you want to call it.
But they love having sex all the time when there's trouble strangers.
So, millennials do?
Having sex with everybody.
Who said that? I'm a millennial. You saying I like to have sex with all...
No. Okay, all right.
That was a generalization.
All right,
they said that about the hippies.
Right, well, all right. In my generation, you dated a girl, and if you really liked her, you would have sex. Nowadays, you have sex with a girl, and if you really like her, you start dating her. That's my perception. Maybe I'm out of the touch here.
Wait. Say, go back. Go over that one more time.
In my generation, you date a girl a few times, and if you guys really liked each other, you would have go to bed.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it feels like you meet someone, you go to bed, and if you really like them, you start dating them.
John, I don't know. I don't know about all that.
Yeah,
listen.
And out of the way right away.
And the reason I thought of that is when I thought of the melt, I've been in the melting pot a few times. Every time I wanted to sleep with a girl, which is every girl when I was a teenager, I would take her to the melting pot. Because A, it was expensive for a teenager, and B, it was like, if I take her go to the melting pot and she shares this fondue with me, that means she's into me. She's not afraid of my germs.
Then she's going to share it.
She's not afraid of my germs!
Now I'm going to put a big giant asterisk there. It never worked.
But my
19-year-old self thought that would be the case. If I was going to shell out $20 for a meal, or whatever
okay,
it was,
millennials, callers. Call in and let's just see if John, because I am a millennial and I'm on the latter part. I'm pushing, other.
Yeah, you're just barely in that. Category.
Yeah, I'm just barely, but I'll take it.
I'm just barely out of that. Category.
Hey, we just have special guests arrive. Could you guys want to introduce our other special guest that just showed up to our set?
Yes, this is Patricia Savage. Hey. We love us some Patricia, some Patty girl. Come take a seat at the table, girl. She was mentioning something about the 60s or the 70s or,
We have a bunch of different eras here because I'm a 70s. Me and John are probably same era.
I'm 80s.
You're 80s, and she's a little bit she's before
a baby
us.
Boomer.
A baby boomer.
So we have three different perspectives of that conversation you were just
talking
about. Okay. So she just said in the hippie days, they thought the same thing that John was saying about the millennials. So it's kind of went full circle in a way. It's kind of interesting.
But it's more mainstream today. It's totally more acceptable and nonchalant.
Well, it's not as personal today as it used to be.
Right.
It used to be a little more personable.
But we didn't have the internet, so it wasn't. Now they've made it to where it's we've grown accustomed to it. We're used to it. It's, you know, it's not like you were an outcast if you were a hippie, kind of where that was a weird thing. But now, since everything is so sensationalized with the internet and, you know, we're all overstimulated with it. It's more the norm. It's been normalized.
So
because of internet, right?
Sort of. So that takes me back to what we're talking about the restaurant with Chelsea. I would do anything to not look at my phone when I'm not working and doing some work. If I was going to the restaurant with a friend or on a date or whatever, the last thing I would want to do is pull my phone out for anything.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if she did, I would think that was kind of rude, especially when
it is rude. Absolutely.
And yet she would have to scan the menu. And now when she scanned the menu, she might also get a text. And she might also get a text. She might just instinctively look at her text and want to know what it's for. And it might be something that's distracting for her. And I might be trying to talk to her or impress her or get her to know me or get to know her. And I may be trying to talk to her and she's looking at her phone and I'm going to think she's not really into me. And that alone is going to make me not really have a good time.
Well, listen, John, I will say this. When we were there, you had said this would be a great first date spot. And I was like, yeah, it would, because this place is freaking amazing and interactive. And wait, yes, when we first got there, that was your first?
Yep. Change
my mind. Then, as we were eating and I was wearing a white shirt, I looked down and I had slopped all over. It was not, I would say, if you're going to go on a first date, don't go to this hot pot place. Maybe go if you're more of an established relationship. That way you're not spilling everywhere.
But you pull out your phone a bunch of times.
You do have to pull out your phone. That's an interesting point.
I think that's a very, very interesting
point. It is, and
right?
It's a very valid point.
Yeah.
It used to be, so when I was millennials age, if you had a phone, you were rich. If you were on your phone all the time, you were someone really important. And today, that's really flipped. Today, if you're rich, you don't need to be on your phone. Other people are on their phone doing stuff for you. In fact, the luxury is, I haven't looked at my phone in 3 days. Because I don't need to, because everything's being taken care of. So if I'm in a restaurant, it's not inexpensive. I don't know if that was expensive or not, but I'm going to go there, and I don't want to look at my phone. I don't want to look at texts that are coming my way or emails. I don't want to think about work. I don't want to think about anything but the person I'm with and the experience I'm having. And I have to look at menus to order food, and then I got questions to ask. What do? You call someone over? Well, I call that a waitress. And you just get service. So that's my opinion. The robots, quote unquote robots, were just things carrying stuff over on a machine that were driving by themselves.
Where is that?
Oh, it's in Pineville. Kind of over by.
It's here?
It's in Charlotte, yeah. It's by the mall. What mall is that?
By the Super G Mart and the Best Buy. That kind of thing.
What? No, but what is that mall over there?
Oh, so Carolina Place
Mall. Carolina Place Mall. It's over by there.
By the Home Depot.
I know where that's at, yeah. Wow, I didn't know they had that here.
Well, it just opened, and it was on the news. And I was like, guys, we have a local restaurant that has robots. So, you know, we were thinking, is it going to be like the George and the Jetsons, like, with a face and, you know.
Rosie coming over?
Rosie, yeah. That's kind of what we were wondering.
It wasn't that way. It was basically a cart that moved around by itself.
But let's just say, did the server, Wendy, you can attest to this, did the server like it? Not the server, but the waitress or the person that was giving us our drinks.
What do you mean, did she like it? Did she like the robot?
Yeah.
I think she loved the robot because if it wasn't for the robot, she was carrying her tray around. But my only thought, all I kept thinking was, damn, I wonder if her muscles are smaller.
Right?
I was like, she's not getting nearly the workout she was getting, because I always look at everything like household duties, any kind of
cleaning or whatever I do, it's a way to exercise.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, that's such a great way to exercise, carrying those, lifting those trays. You never get like flabby arms.
So,
and I'm like going, think of all the flabby arms that are going to happen now from waitresses because of the fact that they have the robots.
Right. Well, I mean, we ordered 46 things off of the menu. Let's just start there. Now, we had a big team.
Let's start. How many people were with us?
Yes.
Wait, take a guess. Text in the number you think. We ordered 46 things on the menu.
46 plates and bowls and pots came. So it let.
The answer is 5.
No.
And one person wasn't even hungry.
No.
5 into 40 is what?
Yeah.
9? 9 plates a person?
But listen, we didn't know. I thought it was all individual. So, like, you know, we're ordering like 5 bean sprouts. Because we had 5 people, and I thought each person wanted bean sprouts in their bowl. By the way, let's just say this too.
Yeah, you thought you were right. Yes. You wanted to share the bean sprouts.
You know who could have helped us with that? A real waitress, not a robot.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. How big are your portions? If we order, I don't know, 45 things, is that too many? And the real waitress hopefully would have said, I don't think
so. Caveat to that, though, John. You and Johnny, who were the two guys at the table, the rest of the team were females. We're the ones that were like, girls, go ahead and order. You know, Wendy, Chelsea, order for us. It's fine. So we took it upon ourselves to get everybody their own individual, like, we ordered for everybody. And then when the food came out, the boys are all like, oh my gosh, the amount of food, which, yes.
I don't blame you guys, and certainly don't blame us, because why would we? But I would blame
I think that what happened is
waitress probably should have said, are you sure you want to order 45 things?
But I mean,
but like, if you order chicken, you don't think it's chicken and then it's going to be chicken that everyone can share. It was like, well, I had a chicken and then John had a chicken, or we ordered Johnny a chicken and John a chicken.
And it was like $3.16. I'm throwing out a number, but it was like super cheap. So I didn't think it was going to be enough for the whole table. And when it came out, the portions were enough for 5 people.
It was a Chinese restaurant.
So this place.
Is that how they work? I didn't know that's what they do.
Super cheap.
I don't know.
So they have like all you can eat for $5.95.
If you're hungry.
It's not even all you can eat here. You can take it with you. They don't care.
To me, honestly.
You mentioned they had monkey brains and duck blood.
Yeah.
Is that $5.95 also?
Or I don't know if it was monkey brains. It was some sort of brains.
It was interesting nonetheless. It was an experience.
I thought the food was absolutely exquisite. I freaking loved it.
Wendy has gone back twice, I think.
I've been back twice already, yes. I've taken somebody different each time.
What were they thinking?
Michael loved it. Michael loved it. He thought it was great because he could cook his own pot.
Oh, you have to take me to the AI.
Yes, we got to go.
Okay, definitely. I mean, you can pick your own.
I don't agree with all of it. The AI stuff, but...
It's really interesting.
It is.
Well, one of them's name was Wally.
Patricia, I want to hear you don't agree with the AI stuff. What does that mean?
I don't agree with trying to replace human beings with robots.
What about a dishwasher?
Excuse me?
A dishwasher.
Well, certain things, of course. I mean, I'm not closed-minded.
Oh,
but
I see.
Some of it's too much for me.
What's too much?
I mean, I'm, you know, old hippie.
Okay. So even more, all the hippies invented all the technology. Steve Jobs was an old hippie.
Well, wait a minute. This has been going on, which was in our one of our last podcasts, since 1950.
How about since 1914? There was a big dishwasher strike. They were replacing the actual dishwashers. Microwaves were going to replace chefs and cooks. TV dinners. Uh-oh. That's a problem. TVs are a problem when you can go see plays.
TV dinners, man.
Why would you have a radio when you can actually listen to a concert?
TV dinner.
I did. I liked the meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
The Hungry Man.
Yes!
I remember.
You know why they called it that, Chelsea?
They were probably
because you had to be really hungry to eat that.
Oh, yeah.
And sodium? Yeah.
Oh, I know. Listen, but this is, you know, we didn't grow up on those. But, like, if I came home from school and my mom wasn't home yet, I'd heat one of those babies up.
Your mom should be charged with child abuse. I'm sorry, Chelsea's mom. You're very nice, but that's...
She is, isn't she?
She's very nice until I heard this story.
Oh, my gosh. I was the one. We go to the grocery store, and she's like, pick up what you want.
And you pick that.
Not every week, but every once in a while. Okay, let's off of me now. Am I Hungry Man?
Oh my God, I remember Hungry Man.
Yes.
Not because I fed him to you.
You know,
you just know they were out there.
So I used to live in Philadelphia. I used to live in Center City. And, I lived on Brandywine Street behind the art museum. Where Rocky ran up the stairs, and then I also lived on South Street and for a while.
And, yeah.
What was I talking about? We're talking about Hungry Man.
Hungry Man. Yeah, so they opened up a restaurant on South Street called, that served TV dinners in, like, the old TV dinner trays. It was a very nostalgic cafe. It was small. You know how the small, cool yeah, places
that
are
is,
on South Street?
That is such a Philly thing.
What a big scam. So
no, it's freaking awesome.
And they served mashed potatoes with meatloaf in them.
I love
so
it.
Good.
So good.
So good.
I'm telling you.
Do you like mashed potatoes with meatloaf? Do you like that kind of food, John?
That's up north stuff.
He's a northerner.
I'm from Boston. But having said those things, no. I mean, maybe I did when I was 17 or 7.
Let's talk about this. John and I were in here a little bit earlier today. We were talking about when John said he was from Boston or from Massachusetts, I was like, no, you're definitely a Michigan guy. He looks like he's from Michigan. And isn't it weird? It's weird how, like, I think everybody has a look, and I'm like, he looks like a Michigan. He's very tall.
Looks like a Michigan man?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought you said the Michelin man.
No, Michigan. Okay. No. Like, he's from...
I don't know. I get confused easy. Okay.
No, he looks like he's from Michigan.
John.
Not the Michelin. No.
I feel like, I don't know.
I think your shoes look like they're from South Florida, but I think those shoes, when you walked out of Yidding, were a couple sizes larger. Within a few.
Oh my God, we are so sodiumed up.
John goes.
We all walk out of Yidding, and we're there as we John Speed. All of a sudden, his shoes got full.
Really? I don't remember that.
They got each one of them went a little bit full.
That food was very salty. But then again, you guys like Hungry Man. Michael, if you're listening, really? Were you just being appeasing to Wendy?
No, he got the broth.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. I'll tell you what was really good here. The broth. It was better than all the food I could have ordered. Just give me a big bowl of broth next time. I'll just drink it by itself.
Well, see, what they do is they bring you out three, they give you, like, you can get, like, real hot.
Oh, gosh.
You can get medium. Yeah, or, like,
three cholesterol pills. Blood
pressure pills. So you get the real hot one that has the chili, red chilies in it, or the medium hot one, or the less hot one. Or you can go into, like, a bone broth with mushrooms, or a bone broth. And then there's a sauce bar in the back where you can go and get your own sauces, and then you can do up your own pot. So you can kind of craft it however you want. So we didn't realize all of this in the beginning, how it all went. She brought us out three bowls to try. This thing is beats.
Oh, a sauce bar. I thought
we were dying. It was a
bar to get sauce.
Dying, laughing at our departure.
I was looking forward to drinking. I thought she said there's a bar to get sauced, and then I walked over there and sauce. It wasn't. It was just a sauce bar, and it was actual sauce. Just there,
like hoisin,
like some kind of a.
There was like 40 of them in there. I mean, they had garlic, they had onions,
scallions.
It was really cool.
It was.
So she brought us the three sauces to try. So we all wanted to try the sauces. Of course, I was like, I really liked the hottest one. I got the hottest one. But every one of us, and now I know why they bring you lots of water. We were all. I mean. Everyone had their turn of choking.
It was so there was a point where, like, my eyes were watering and they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I need more water. And she's like helping someone check out. And I'm like, no, I need it right now.
I'm sweating.
I'm perspirating. My eyes are watering. I'm sneezing. Johnny couldn't catch his breath.
Johnny was the last one to flare up.
Yeah.
I was suspect of the food when they said, I said, is this any good? And she goes, what's it to the sauce? Yes. With the sauce, it's good. What about it by itself? I tried it by itself. Yeah, put the sauce in it. So you wonder why they do things for my dad used to go to Golden Corral.
Oh, I cannot. Talk about germophobia.
I don't know how they do it. They make a complete dinner for $5.99. I'm like, Dad, I know exactly how they do it.
How?
The food is terrible quality.
Oh, yeah.
That's why. And they still make $2 profit. It's like, Jesus. John. He's like, this is great. You take it with them. Like, yeah, they're not supposed to take it with you. No, it says all you can eat. It doesn't say all you can eat here. I'm like, oh, that's true.
Well, your stomach's only so big, right?
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it, and it was a unique experience.
Well, what was your favorite thing that you ate? I mean, there was some really good food. Can we talk about I think they were the sticky buns. If you ever go, you need to get the sticky buns.
God, he's got a sticky bun story.
I got home and had a gallbladder attack. So just,
just to get I didn't hear that. Yes.
So a sticky bun for you guys, it's not a bun that's sticky. That's what it sounds like. It's like a Twinkie that's fried. It's got this like puffy marshmallowy stuff inside, and it's fried on the outside. I will say that was really, really good.
It looked like a marshmallow.
I absolutely shouldn't have had a second one, but I had a second one, and that led to a third one. And then Wendy bought inexplicably bought a couple more boxes for my colleagues. They brought
James, shout out to James if you ever hear this.
Yeah, and I brought them to them, and they like one or two, and left the rest of them, and they left to go back to. They just they were like, this is terrible, and they actually left and went far away to Connecticut to get away from. And, yeah, there, and, there okay, was a, and there was a sticky buns okay. still there. I don't like to throw away food. I don't waste food. So I ate the sticky bun. And, then, and that night, oh my God, my whole stomach, my gut was like.
Because they're so good.
No, they are just.
Wah. First it was his feet, then his belly.
Never again.
Oh my.
I didn't know you had a gallbladder attack.
I never had one before. Apparently that's what it was.
So what's this place called? What's the name of it?
Yidding.
Yidding.
Yeah, Yidding Hot Pot. Y-I-D.
So it's like part Chinese and part Jewish.
Yidding.
Oh,
Yidding. Y-I-D-I-N-G.
You're part Chinese. Yeah. When you left there, you looked like it.
I was like, oh.
So well, we all were. Our eyes were a little.
We were all swollen.
Yeah.
No, but you can regulate yourself in there. That place. So every time I've gone back.
Have you gotten something different?
I've scaled it down and scaled it down and scaled it, you know. So
I thought we ordered 10 things.
when we got the list, it was 46 items. I was like, whoa.
I'm so, down to like five.
So I took the meat home to my dog.
Oh, no, that's what happened to Rory. You did.
She didn't eat it. She ate one bite and then she looked at me like, you're kidding me.
He literally, we had so much steak.
So inferior.
We had so much food.
What is this?
No way. Yeah.
Yes. She ate one bite. First she ate one bite. She went, pop, pop, pop. Then she sniffed the rest of it. And then she just looked at me with this look of disappointment. I'm like, Roy, this Poppy, this is really good meat. She's like, yeah, you eat it then. I didn't eat it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That was that pow meat, though, that none of us ate. Remember?
Yeah, there was this like pate looking meat situation that we got for Johnny. It was like a beef pate granulated.
I wouldn't recommend that one probably. Yeah. Unless you like, you know, mushy beef.
Yeah.
Not mushu, but mushy.
Yeah.
But the premise of it was AI. The one thing I did like about that restaurant, actually, the people were very nice and everything else too. The food wasn't terrible. I'm exaggerating. But on the wall was this, how do you describe that? Like a mural? It was basically like four TVs that are all simultaneously attached. So it looks like you're looking at it. When I first walked in, I thought it looked like a fish tank or something. And then it kept changing. It turns like a mountain view or it's like something else. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. But that actually gave me a completely different idea that if that's the future, because TVs are practically free, you could buy real estate in a really bad area. And instead of having train tracks in your backyard, you could just put one of those TV things in and make it look like the ocean. Or something kind of cool.
That's interesting. Right? Yeah, I never thought about that.
You could have the sounds of the ocean even.
I will say the environment, John.
Seagulls.
I think that the restaurant was very clean. I really liked the aesthetic of it. It was like very like streamlined, modern. It kind of felt like an airport. Like in that way.
You like that kind of thing, huh? You know what I liked about the restaurant? It was just like an airport.
No, I mean, it was clean. It was very clean.
It was clean like an airport.
Well, it was like very, airport, it wasn't like overly decorated. It was like clean lines.
It's cleaner than an airport restroom.
It was very clean, and I liked it.
It's a brand new restaurant. I don't know.
I'm not taking it.
Pretty good for a restaurant that's been around for at least a month.
It was good.
Is it really only been around for a month?
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty new.
Yeah, I think around a month. Wow. Well, looking at the reviews.
I didn't even have a clue that they had anything.
There's some
like
other
that
ones. Yeah, that you didn't know about it.
Oh, you never said anything, and I know. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, literally, this whole thing is it's all coming towards us really fast. Like, it's like a rainstorm that's happening with AI. And so we're just exploring all the different things. And so we kind of just came up with it. Chels found it, and we just all kind of came up with, you know, wanting to go explore these places. So we're going to start hitting a lot of them if you want to check them out with us. We'd love to have you,
Patricia.
How do we make something with AI that's more human? Because that was the element that I missed, the human connection. I didn't like the idea that my goal is, I have sort of a my own private. When I go into any restaurant, I either leave my phone in the car, or if I can't because I'm working or on duty, I'll keep it in my pocket or something. But I don't want to look at my phone. I don't want to look at texts that come in. I don't want to look at emails. I don't want to be bugged. Even the sound of a zzz makes me uncomfortable. I want to be. I want to focus on the person that I'm with, the experience that I get. You know, I want to leave. This is gonna sound weird. I don't go to restaurants to eat per se. I can eat anywhere. I go to restaurants for the experience. And if I have to scan something with my own phone and I have to disseminate a menu that's complicated already because it's Chinese, and figure what things are without, because there's nobody there to help me out with that, and then order by my phone, it's like, what? Why am I even here?
Well, okay, how many restaurants since COVID have the QR? There are very few restaurants that you actually get a physical menu.
Especially in the big cities. Really? Like Miami, yeah. New York, like LA. Have a lot of that.
Yeah.
Philly.
The restaurants I go to. I guess I don't go to restaurants much anymore. I don't know.
Exactly, John. Since COVID, it's a lot of QR. So you're gonna look at the menu, you're gonna order with someone, but I honestly,
here's what I do know about you, John.
Why don't I just get something to go then? Why am I going to a restaurant?
You would like to go through a fast food restaurant and punch it in on a big iPal or an iPad, which it wouldn't be iPal. iPal's the new robot for iPal, a new robot that they have. I'll call it iPal. But iPad, like a big pad, right?
That just makes sense to me. Why do I need to, first of all, for whatever reason, we can send someone to the moon. But to this day, when someone tries to take your order, like, what? I don't know what they're saying. You can go to a place like Chick-fil-A, you can order 50 different things in 10 different ways. They'll never make a mistake. Go to McDonald's, I got a medium coffee. God forbid to say regular. Medium coffee, one cream, one sugar. They give me a small fries. It's like, what happened? They got wrong. It's like, I don't know what's going on. But to me, if there's ever a thing for AI, why don't they just have menus? You just roll up to the drive-thru and you go,
being my germaphobe self, Everybody's touching that screen. I don't want to touch it.
Okay, so just say your order and talk in text. We'll get it right.
That would be fine with that.
Siri? Can you give them my order?
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say about the touching stuff. What's the biggest thing that they find at the gas station, where everybody's in the gas station when they get their gas?
I can't imagine.
They tested it. They tested the gas pumps.
Okay. I'd say fecal.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are disgusting and they don't wash their hands. Touching a screen that every other person has is like a problem for me.
But ordering food at McDonald's and knowing the 9 people that make $9 an hour touched it 9 times before it got to you, you don't have a problem with that?
Yeah, well, they have to wash their hands and wear gloves.
Have to.
They do. Listen, I don't know who's Joe Schmoes behind me or ahead of me touching that thing. I would much rather order through a person or, you know, talk over something. I just don't want to touch. I mean, I have hand sanitizer in my car, but like.
I mean, I've heard stories where they were putting their hair in other places in cheeses and stuff.
Oh, at McDonald's?
Some of the stuff that you can get through the drive-thru is pretty wild.
But they have those signs in the restroom to say all employees must wash hands. Certainly they're not going to violate that. Oh, wait a second. Oh. Yes, they will. Actually, a racist went into the Asian restaurant where they put an SM next to the sign. It said small employees must wash hands in the Chinese restaurant.
Really?
No, but that probably happened somewhere. Oh. So, stuff like
that. Wait a minute, what?
Nothing, I'm just being silly. So, you know, the sign says all employees must wash hands.
Wrote
SM, and it said small employees must wash hands. Okay. And the Chinese restaurant people were like, I don't know.
Aww. They're okay.
No, but if you're a germaphobe, you would never go out to eat.
No, I do go out to eat, and I enjoy it. I do like, though, that I don't have to hold the menu.
You suspend belief. Do you spend the night in hotels?
Yes.
Do you sleep on their sheets?
I do, and I don't sometimes even bring my own pillow.
Do you know what happens
in the
sheets?
I'm not like, have you guys seen the show Monk? I love that show. I relate to him in many ways. I'm not that bad. I'm not that extreme, but I do take caution to...
Whoa. You don't want to touch a drive-thru menu that is a hamburger with a finger, but you'll sleep on a hotel bed with sheets that you know for 100% sure have had it.
I'm typically on a vacation when I'm doing it.
Some experiences.
I'm going to spend belief. With all those things.
Yeah, but they've been washed.
Because we know
they're always crisp and white. And I don't want to talk about it, John.
If you were a housekeeper making minimum wage and you walked into a hotel bed and you walked in to clean the room and you're busy and you're getting ridden to work faster and smarter and all stuff, and you see a bed that looks like nobody was sleeping on it, are you going to strip the whole bed and wash the sheets or go, it's going to be fine?
See, that's where agility comes in. Because, well, like, agility is the robot manufacturer that manufactures for warehouses. So, and they're the ones that, and they have two legs and they pick stuff up like this with their arms and they put, these are the warehouse things, like maybe probably in like Amazon, places like that. But if you could get a couple of those to tag along, one to tag along with the actual maid that's really actually working, and you get her a crew, or you only need like one or two of them, because they, you know, I mean, you literally plug them in. They don't sleep. They don't go to the bathroom. They don't need to take a shower. They don't need to do anything. And they don't complain to HR. You could probably take your HR department and go and deflate it by so many by having AI working for you. But they could change those beds really fast.
Here's an AI thing that could help you guys out a lot. I have a feeling that 50% of restaurant workers, nothing against restaurant workers, but they get paid low, their expectations are high, they have to hustle and bust their butt, and like the rest of us, they have to go to the bathroom. I would bet 50% don't wash their hands when they're done with their business in the bathroom.
Their business?
Yeah. Right?
So, after touching their business?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's a solution for that. You want to use AI for a solution? The AI says yes. AI scans you when you go in the restroom, if you work there. They scan everybody. They see the employee facial recognition, right? When you get done, if the water's not run for 30 seconds and you come out, it goes back in. Now, I guess hypothetically, you could turn on the water and just stand there and watch it. But while you're there, you might as well just wash your hands, so most people would. If you don't turn on the water when you come out, before you come out, they know you didn't wash your hands. You're gonna go back in, or the boss can find out.
Or if the water ran, if your hands are in the water and you have to put your hands up to the AI to sense the water on the skin, is the water warmer on your hand? Like there's a heat rationale to the heat and the water on your hand.
We're not getting really picky. Yeah.
Well, but I'm saying that, but you might have the water on and you could still pretend like you washed your hands, but you didn't.
Right, but it's pretty unlikely people are going to go, boop, boop.
Okay,
I used to do that when she would tell me to brush my teeth.
I was just going
to
say that.
I would just stand there. I would listen to like three or four different programs, like Grizzly Adams would come on.
Yeah, instead of just brushing her teeth, she'd go through the
Waltons.
All kids did that. It's like that's from Uncle Buck with the kids. Now, I have a friend in the lab can tell if you actually brush your teeth, and you just ran it under your toothbrush under the water. And the kids are like, oh, that's true. We need to start brushing.
Well, I used to tell her I saw a fuzz on her teeth.
Why?
Real fuzzy.
Why would kids? Yeah, so that's what I did. I told my kids, look, you're going to grow hair on your teeth. If you're not, you're going to have a mouthful of hair if you don't brush those teeth. That's what I told my kids. It's funny. How'd you get your kids to brush their teeth?
Two of them just did. One of them did so much that it was just ridiculous. One of them, I don't know, actually. I guess my wife must have got her to do it. Because I know when she turned a teenager, she went sort of short period down when she wasn't brushing them regularly, and I could just tell. And then we would just basically say, well, one time we took a picture, and my girls were very beautiful, as you know. But I knew that one in particular wasn't brushing her teeth. And I worked at a TV station, and we had Photoshop and editing stuff. So I took the thing, and I Photoshopped her teeth being yellowy.
No.
Not super yellow, just like four shades yellower than they actually were. And then I Photoshopped the other girls and me and my wife, so our teeth were just a little bit whiter than they actually are. And then I blew up that picture and had it framed.
That's great.
And so she came home, and she knows who I'm talking about. And she's like, what happened to my teeth? I'm like, that's just the way they look sometimes. I don't know. Are you brushing them?
That's great.
And after that, I'm pretty sure she brushed her teeth, because I noticed that, like, each kid had their own bathroom, and I noticed, like, her Crest toothpaste never seemed to go down. Mm-hmm. And after that, I started seeing them go down.
Wow.
So that kind of worked. But the other two just did it on their own.
That's super cool.
That's funny.
Well, I'm out. It's a wrap for me. I'm going to go home.
All right. So we have one guest that's going to be leaving. I'm going to leave you, Chelsea and John. We can wrap this up, or we can continue on, and I'll be back.
For Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It was nice to meet you.
It was great meeting you as well. Yeah, thank you.
Nice to see you.
I know, sweet girl. See you Saturday.
And if you had a special guest that may be listening, okay, she comes, she's on and listens back. You want to say hi? Shout out to Edie.
Edie.
Is she listening? Can you tell if someone's listening? Does she have ice cream?
Oh,
Ice cream.
He needs ice cream, isn't that ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. I'm going to say a shout out to her.
Hey, Edie. How you doing?
She's listening to a food podcast.
Vero Beach.
Vero Beach? And she's listening to a food podcast, and her name is Edie?
Edie.
Edie.
There you go.
Okay, I'm just curious. Vero Beach, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Let's go ahead and, like, I think we could put a cap on this one for today. We really wanted to get in here and, like, kind of talk about Yidding. I definitely recommend it to anybody who is in the Charlotte, North Carolina area and looking for a cool experience with somebody that you probably kind of know.
It's a destination restaurant, I think.
Yeah, and if you're looking for something really, or if you're looking for really good Asian food, Chinese food with the authenticness of it, that's also another reason to go there, or just for a really cool experience. And if you're into AI, you can visit with Wally, and I think the other one, I can't remember the other one's name. One was Wally and somebody else.
The bigger one was Tali.
No, it was Wally and Eve.
Unbelievable.
Wally and Eve.
So if you want to go meet Wally and Eve, they have them there. And hey, you know, maybe they could tell you where to get your own Wally and Eve at some point. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for having me. This is Chelsea. I cannot wait until our next restaurant venture. And
where's it going to be? Do you know where it's going to be?
I don't.
Did you pick it out yet?
No. Do I get to pick it?
I thought you were. Yeah. Were you looking? Because I know there's one called the Peanut Something in South Carolina.
Okay. What?
Oh, we can't do that. We won't do that.
You guys can go. I can't go there.
No, we have to go.
Oh, you're nut allergy?
Just peanut.
Okay. I'll circle back with that. But I would definitely recommend it. Like Wendy said, I really liked it. I thought the sticky buns, don't eat too many. You might get
those mochi things, the little ice creams.
Oh,
wait, we gotta go there. Go there.
Okay, hold on. So if anybody, Wendy didn't know what mochi was, but it is like a, tapioca wrapped ice cream and it's like powdered at the end. You can buy mochi at grocery stores in the frozen food section. Don't even touch this mochi. This mochi is fresh and unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wendy liked the mango. I liked the mango. We also got what kind of tea was that?
Oh, matcha.
Matcha tea.
I tried strawberry. It was excellent.
Really?
Yes, with Michael. It was excellent. Strawberry was excellent.
Okay. Well, anyways, yeah, the mochi was divine. So I would definitely recommend going. It's a fun, interactive date experience.
Great place to try once.
Shout out to Luke. Luke, if you hear this or if you're on there listening, just so you know, shout out to you, even though you didn't have the most fun at Yidding. But he did.
What did Luke think of Yidding?
He did not have a good time there because he thought everything we had was too hot. And then he liked the experience, but
spicy.
Everything was spicy he had bone broth, and the bone broth was too bland. So we have to find his happy medium.
We talked about going back to that spice tray. Next time, if you guys go, I can go with Lukey.
Okay.
And you add the little hoisin because that's flavorful. But maybe that's the better way to go, is so you can judge your own, because what we were given was a little salty.
I took my picky kid to a Chinese restaurant and ordered 46 different things. Will be the title of our next podcast. Hear what he liked or didn't.
Well, I had taro root. Taro root was my favorite vegetable. Taro root.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so good. Because when you cooked it, it came out like a potato. I really want to make taro root mashed potatoes now for
Thanksgiving.
I've never
heard of a taro root.
It was good.
Is it Asian? I've never heard of it.
Is this
a common vegetable?
It's like a turnip.
I've never heard of it.
It's almost like a potato-y turnip.
Interesting. Okay.
So then if you cook turnips could actually become mashed potatoes. If it's a...
Well, turnip.
Turnips in between like a carrot and a potato, I think. Right?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't a radish. Radishes are more... They're not potato.
I think radish has a peppery taste a little bit.
But they have a different texture once they cooked. They still came out like crunchy, if you will, not soft like the potato. Whereas that taro root came out like a potato.
Oh.
It was smoking.
Nice.
It sounds like the experiences are definitely palatable for people who like to experience different foods and something different and unique. I think we all want that once in a while. The quality, I think that's just subjective. To me, I think Hungry Man had less sodium in it, but that's my perception.
Hungry Howies? Or no,
Hungry Man.
Hungry Man.
Hungry Man, the TV dinners.
Oh, the TV dinners. Yes. What about Jimmy John's?
I don't know. They're freaky salty.
Freaky fast.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps it up for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And we will be back with you right around that 2-3 o'clock hour on Tuesdays, Fridays. We're kind of just kind of figuring out our days that really are going to work for us. We like the Friday, but we wanted to get back with everybody and let you know how the Tuesday went. How the yitting went. And that was today that we decided to do that because we have some interesting things coming up.
We've got some good podcasts coming up, including our series, Loopholes. Loopholes is basically some interesting things, most of them legal, a few of them not so legal, that people have done with varying degrees of success. They're interesting stories, and they might even inspire you if you have some interesting stories or something you've done, ideally that's legal and compliant, but maybe out of the ordinary that yielded you some kind of an extraordinary benefit, or maybe just blew up on you. We'd love to hear about that as well.
Yeah, so tune in Friday at 3 o'clock, either 2 or 3 o'clock. We'll set it up and let us know what your loopholes were. Thank you.
Thank you for your time and listening to rbeats.com boutique streaming service, home of hashtag local music somewhere. Check back regularly for podcasts, artist interviews, and more.